Oh, it's the worst industry in the history of industries.
You don't do a lot of media investing these days. You actually started off in the media business. That's one of the ways that you made a lot of money. What do you think about the kind of current state of the media business when you step back? What's your take on just the general landscape as you look at it? And why don't you do as much media investing these days?
Oh, it's the worst industry in the history of industries. You know, clothing, music, media, right? Because bits are bits. You know, in a digital world, bits are bits. They don't care what they are, how they're communicated, or how people consume them. And so that means everybody can compete. And now with AI, with the VOs and Soras of the world, right, the ability for somebody who's creative to not have to be dependent on a third party to create the output is just going to have so many implications. You know, I literally, you know, thought about starting a podcast where I just talk to Gemini or ChatGPT or Perplexity and just ask it deep questions, right? The questions that you normally don't want to ask in a normal podcast because they're too esoteric and people, you know, but when you talk to a non-entity and, you know, now they can go so, I don't want to say deep because they're not smart, but, you know, the way they respond is insane in a lot of respects, insanely interesting. I think to go back to your point, media has changed forever, forever. There is no limit. And if you're creative, you can amplify that creativity because you're not limited in time, funding, or access to professionals like you were before. And those professionals that you might have been dependent on, the producer you're using, the audio engineer or video engineers that you're using, it just gets condensed in their ability to do their job faster, better, cheaper, so they can do more things. It's just like you're using all digital tools now.